pulls their registration for training classes, certification information, and most importantly, workforce management tools into one place. The one-stop shop for all information on training, education, and skill building for our great 1102s or contracting officers, as well as our contracting officer representatives and our program project managers. So with the Federal Acquisition Institute's training application system, I know that's a mouthful, so for now I'll call it FATAS. With FATAS, it really allows us to optimize our resources. On the front end, when individuals are registering for classes, this is a way to track open seats, track availability, you know, 60 days out, trigger a note to other folks who might be interested in the class, hey, there are open seats. So we really maximize the efficacy of every training opportunity. Then in terms of the individual's career, we have all of the training opportunities that they've taken advantage of, the certifications that they've received, and other pieces of information about them. So we can apply business intelligence and look at our acquisition workforce in the way I've always thought about it, not only on an agency-by-agency basis, but as one unified acquisition workforce, you know, something around the order of 150,000 people who are working every day on buying the goods and services that the government needs in the smartest possible way. Another thing that, you know, when you talk about changes, how is this different from the past? I think, yes, the fact that we've got all the civilian agencies in one place and we are working closely with the Defense Acquisition University to make sure that this tool, the FATAS tool, talks to their system as well. But it's also just a clear indicator of our embracing smart technological solutions. So it's taking what was, to be honest, a pretty painful, paper-intensive, manual process for certifications or class certificates and training opportunities into a much more automated process with workflows that can be customized, process that makes sense for their agency, for their teams, and for us as we look at the system overall. We've also incorporated some of the best practices from other cross-agency initiatives that I've seen over the last few years. So we've got a change advisory board. What does this mean, and, you know, why should people care? Because it shows that all agencies get a voice. It also doubles down on, especially in these tight budget times, the need to be both effective and efficient. That's exactly what this does. We've got an even more effective system to manage our most precious resource, our people, and it's in a much more efficient way because there's not duplicative systems being set up around the government. That's why I mandated that all civilian agencies move to this, because we just want to ensure that if there are individual agency needs that this doesn't address, that we address them through the system. We don't build a duplicative system.
And that actually, you went through a lot there, but one of the things that stood out to me was this idea of everyone moving to FAI. Do you have a sense or even an estimate of how many different learning management systems, and that may not be the most proper word for this type of technology, are out there for acquisitions? Do each agency have their own, or were a lot of people using FAI, but not everyone, and now the goal is to get everyone to use FAI?
Yes, and I think you did, you know, refer to it quite well. You know, I do look at there being a proliferation in the past of talent management systems, and this moves to address that. Now, we still want to embrace some of the great acquisition training institutes that agencies have set up, but we want to tie the execution of those training functions through this one system. Let me give you an example. The Treasury Acquisition Institute, when I talked back when Tom Sharp was the senior procurement executive there, and I've talked to some of the other folks at Treasury, they were saying, hey, we're not filling all of our acquisition classes with Treasury employees. Now, by using FATAS as their registration system, the acquisition workforce members at other agencies can apply for those Treasury classes about 60 days out. So, you know, it gives the Treasury Department a chance to get first shot at populating their own training classes, but then we've got no empty seats. We make sure that we fill those opportunities because certainly there's a desire out there, and I've talked repeatedly that just because we're in constrained budgetary times, that's no reason to stop good, smart investments in our people, especially efficient ones like this. Same is true for agency learning events. So both Health and Human Services Department and the Department of Transportation have opened up their agency acquisition learning events to other agencies because they were able to see through the system that there was a significant desire and need for that type of learning, and they had some extra capacity. One other way in which we're able to tie all of this together. Again, getting away from paper process to an automated smart management tool is really important. But this is a good example. One, I was talking to a large agency that has offices spread out all over the country. And while certifications and training needs are still reviewed at the bureau level, they need to be approved centrally, you know, especially anything that's going to cost money. Well, that used to be a paper process where things got sent around or, you know, at best it was happening over email. It could take weeks. Now, with the FATAS, the process is streamlined, automated, and you're able to have all of the workforce members' certificates right in that one system. She just needs to click a button to apply for certification. The request is automatically sent to her approving officials through the system for easy review and approval. It's all in one place. Then when we've got members of our acquisition workforce move from one agency to another, something that I've talked frequently about being a good thing, give people increased opportunities to develop and grow and have step-up leadership opportunities. You used to have to kind of get your files, or you have them fax them from one place to the other and all that sort of thing. Now you're able to just sign up in FATAS and switch it over, and your new boss, your new approving officials and team can have all of that information at their disposal, and it's all ported over to your new agency. So these are the types of smart efficiency captures that we need to embrace if we're going to truly make big strides forward in our acquisition workforce.
This whole memo seems to tag back to the work that OFPP and GSA were doing. When you guys signed a memorandum of agreement or MOU of some sort back in, I guess, the January-February timeframe, is this the output from that?
This is just one of myriad great outputs that partnership is producing. So while I am the chair of the Federal Acquisition Institute, OMB is not a operational executing body to the extent that GSA is. So we partnered with the GSA where they actually house and operate the Federal Acquisition Institute. Now, that was working quite well, but there were some perceptions or perceived concerns in the community of who actually had control, how was that collaboration working. And so Dan Tanglerini and I and our teams got together and wrote up that memorandum of understanding, just like you said, where we could put right on paper, hey, here are our shared responsibilities. Most importantly, here are our shared goals, and here's how we're going to go about achieving them. One of the ways in which we wanted to achieve the shared goals of making FAI a premier training and talent management institute and suite of tools for all these civilian agencies was creating the Federal Acquisition Institute's training application system, FATAS, that we've been talking about. And this, you know, is an important moment where we feel comfortable that all the civilian sector should move into using this system. But there are going to be additional workforce development training improvements over time, because I think we've got a lot of great opportunities. The Federal Council on Training, FACT, is a multi-agency body that basically does a number of things, but one of the things that corresponds well to the FATAS effort is they're developing a contract that all civilian agencies can use in buying acquisition training. And you know I love strategic sourcing. This contract and this effort will allow for volume discounts and also robust reporting to FAI so they can monitor class prices, actual utilization of the contract and the seats and the training. It allows agencies to share information on the training they're developing in-house, so we avoid having multiple agencies develop the same training. I mean, you and I have seen over and over that when something new arises, be it an opportunity or a challenge in the acquisition world, a lot of times a bunch of forward-thinking folks at the agencies start to develop their training around it. Well, this allows us to, instead of having those people do it individually, we'll do it collectively, quickly share and disseminate those best practices and do it in one place. We can both reap the cost efficiencies, but also ensure we're coming up with the best outcome. Do it once and do it well.
A lot of agencies seem to be more open to shared services, which is what I think this is in many regards, because of the budget times. But this has been tried before. FAI has been out there for more than a decade and has really struggled to really get a foothold in the community, the acquisition community, so agencies don't go out on their own. Can you talk a little bit about what's different this time around and why that this attempt to get FAI to be really the premier civilian agency acquisition training place versus previous attempts maybe is different, or why you have more optimism this time?
I'm incredibly optimistic that this will deliver on being a structural, sustainable improvement in the way that we do training and that we manage our acquisition workforce. Why do I feel that way? Because, first of all, this all started with what are the outcomes we're trying to achieve and what's the best way to do that. The constrained fiscal environment, I think that was a very helpful forcing function to have that conversation, but it's one that's been going on for a while, and this is just a really good outcome of how can agencies best drive all their resources to mission and minimize expenditures on these types of things, capture efficiency to be more effective. I think that one of the other reasons I'm very confident that this will be effective is that we've got the right structure in place behind it. The MOU between GSA and OFPP, that's a real document. That is out there. It clearly articulates what our shared responsibilities and our shared desired goals and outcomes are, and everybody in the community, both internal stakeholders and external, are going to hold us accountable to that. And that's good because that helps us, you know, step up our game and make sure we're driving world-class performance. And then the third thing I'd point to is within my office itself, we've got in a newer position, you know, happened over the last few years, an associate administrator for acquisition workforce development. This is a senior level person in OFPP, Joni Newhart, who's fantastic, who's focused on this. So when I'm out there saying my priorities are buy smarter, build the right supplier relationships, and develop the acquisition workforce, those aren't platitudes. We've got real effort, initiatives, and structural changes that we're driving behind each of those. And this is a good manifestation of that third point, that we're going to have a solid improvement that we can leave behind in the acquisition workforce, and therefore agencies and the taxpayers will benefit.
You mentioned the Defense Acquisition University. DAU and DOD more broadly has always been put out there as really the standard of acquisition workforce training. What's the relationship? I know that FAI and DAU have been working together for several years, but with this new memo and FATIS in place, how does this move that relationship even further?
It has been moving in the right direction. I went down very soon after getting confirmed to Fort Belvoir, where FAI and DAU are co-located, and met with FAI and DAU at the same time. That was on purpose because I don't want them to act as disparate entities. I want them to be tightly joined. Now, DAU has some extra mission responsibilities in terms of the training and the content that they need to deliver. They also have, you know, 2/3 of the acquisition workforce. So, yes, they had gotten ahead of the game, and there were a number of things that FAI learned from DAU, and we've benefited from the DOD's system creation and think that we've been able to replicate a bunch of the best practices, but also do it in a way that, because the civilian agencies have slightly different needs, make sure we're driving at the efficiency point too. I think going forward, both in terms of the structure of the training and workforce management systems, the content of our training, and the delivery of that training, we've got to be joined at the hip between DAU and FAI to ensure consistency, efficacy, and efficiency. And we are doing that. I've really enjoyed our collaborations, not just with FAI, but also with DAU. And I think that those will continue to improve in the future. There's no doubt that they're resourced a little differently and the governing structure is a little bit different. But I've had nothing but an enjoyable relationship with both of these entities. And I think they are the key to achieving the other outcomes that I'd like to see in terms of improving our acquisition system.